It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. Rafael Ramos's newsstand has been sitting there on Soto Street, just off First Street in Boyle Heights, east of downtown L.A., since the 1940s. The awning says all kinds of Spanish magazines and newspapers. And that's what he sells, but not for much longer. The stand's set to close, and the Los Angeles Times reports that these days, hours go by without a sale, and the people who do buy are elderly, and their numbers are dwindling. This has happened to newsstands everywhere. When I moved to L.A., there were newsstands all over the area, some open 24 hours, filled with magazines and newspapers, and I used to spend hours browsing and come away with armfuls of reading material. That's no longer the case for me or anyone else, and I wonder if it's not just that print's dead and we all moved online. Maybe people just aren't reading anything the way they used to. Instead of newspapers and magazines, it's social media posts and videos. You get your news from Twitter and what your friends post on Facebook, true or not. You spend the time you used to spend reading on, well, watching YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. People are managing to become less informed despite the internet's promise of unlimited information. So, the death of a newsstand in a Los Angeles neighborhood may be a sign not just of changing times, but changing people. I don't want to come off as an old boomer relic pining for the old days, but I think we're losing something more than just a place to browse a bunch of gossip magazines. We're not better off without print. Back now to new media. We'll have another podcast episode tomorrow. For now, that's enough.